So if you have a Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Beis, this is Reish Lamed Tes, I believe.
Excuse me, Rob.
Yes.
I'm driving in the car and I'd like to listen, but I need to mute myself. Is there anyone there who can mute me?
Rav Ram, can you?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, thank you.
Drive carefully.
Reish Lamed Tes.
So I'm just having a look now. It is
that's Al Hamita, right?
Correct. So Samach Gimel we already saw. Gimel. Yeah, no, I do not seem to find it. Could be it does not appear actually in Chelek Beis. Okay, so Mishnah, we'll come back to the Gemara straight away. Okay, have a look at the Gemara. We're up to the Mishnah. Up to the Mishnah, the bat on the bottom of Yud Aleph Omed Aleph. Let's resume straight away. Says the Mishnah. V'shachar mavorech shtayim lefoneho v'achas l'achareho. As we well know, in the morning Kriya Shema shel shachris, there are two brachas prior to the Kriya Shema. Number one, yetzer oy revorech cheshach. We'll see soon where this comes from. Number two, the bracha of ahavorabo. Those are the two brachas. V'achas l'achareho. And there is one bracha after Kriya Shema, and that of course is Goal Yisrael. Ube'erev mevorech shtayim lefoneho v'shtayim l'achareho. So in the evening there's an extra bracha. There are two before, of course, the first one Hamari v'arovim, the second one Oyev Amo Yisrael. Afterwards Goal Yisrael, and also Hashkiveinu and Shemer Amo Yisrael lo'ad. So there's an extra bracha at night. There are three in the morning, four at night. That's seven altogether. Says the Mishnah, Ube'ere mevorech shtayim lefoneo v'shtayim lachareho, achas aruko v'achas ketzoro. Those brachas in the evening, Rashi explains, we're talking about the brachas in the evening. There are two brachas after Kriya Shema. One is a lengthy bracha, one is a brief bracha. Which is the lengthy one? Obviously, Goal Yisrael. Because that begins with Ve'emuno kol zois, and the whole long tefillah, Micha Moicha, and eventually Goal Yisrael, as opposed to the second bracha, which is much shorter, Ashkiveinu Shemer Amo Yisrael Oad. Mokim Sha'omru, Mokim Sha'omru Laharich, Ein Rashoi Lekatzir. If Chazal instituted that the bracha should be lengthy, then you must not shorten it. The opposite is also true. If Chazal instituted that you should make the bracha short, then do not lengthen it. We know some brachas, this is a general principle, nothing to do with Kriya Shema, some brachas begin and end with a baruch. And some, however, do not. So, for example, when you say a bracha on a mitzvah, like we all did this morning, we put on tefillin and we said, Asher kitchon nesosu v'tzivon ulaniach tefillin. That begins with a baruch, but does not end with a baruch. So too on your cup of water, Baruch Atah Hashem and the Kenim Melech Olam Shehakol Niyeh B'dvarei, that begins with the Baruch, does not end with the Baruch. So that's called Loi Lachtoim. It does not seal off with a bracha, but some brachas begin and end with a bracha. So the first bracha, Birkas Hamazon, for example, Baruch Atah Hashem and the Kenim Melech Olam Hazones Olam Kulo B'tuva, etc., etc., etc. Baruch Atah Hashem Hazones Hakol. So it begins and ends with a bracha. This is a discussion we've had on a previous occasion. So some brachas, lachtoim, you seal off, you finish off the bracha with a baruch, and some you don't. If Chazal said you should, don't miss it out. And if Chazal said you shouldn't, then don't insert it. That's what it's saying. Lachtoim, eino rasha, you're not permitted, shaloi lachtoim. But the opposite is also true. Shaloi lachtoim, if Chazal instituted that the bracha does not end with a baruch, eino rashoi lachtoim, then you're not allowed to conclude it with a chasima, with a baruch, says Rashi. B'shachar mevorech shtayim. So remember, in the morning, you're saying two prior to Kriya Shema, one afterwards, that's three. In the evening, it's two before and two afterwards, that's four. Three in the morning, four in the evening, that's seven altogether. Says Rashi, Kedama Bebrachas Yerushalmi. The Gemara Brachas Yerushalmi says, Sheva Brachas Halalu. These seven brachas that you say before and after Kriya Shema, morning and night, Al Sheim is a reference to the Pasuk of Sheva Bayoim Hilal Ticha. Seven times every day I praise you. Which particular praise happens seven times? The answer is the brachas before and after Kriya Shema. Achas Haruka v'achas Ketzara, Ashtayim la'achareho da'arvis koi. This is referring to the two brachas post Kriya Shema at Maariv, and that's what the Mishnah is pointing out, that one of them is a lengthy bracha and one of them is a brief bracha. Lachtoim, to seal off the bracha, says Rashi, b'boruch, but some brachas is shaloi lachtoim. Where is that? Kegoin birkas hapeirois u'mitzvahs. For example, the bracha that Chazal instituted to be said over fruit, boirei pri ha'etz, or boirei pri ha'doma, that begins with a baruch, but it certainly does not end with a baruch. So too, says Rashi in that last word, u'mitzvahs, birkas ha'mitzvahs. Birkas ha'mitzvahs, al netilas lulav, b'shmoya kol shofar, they begin with a baruch, they do not end with a baruch. So we are not permitted to insert an extra baruch. Says the Gemara, my mevorech. The Mishnah tells us how many brachas one makes, but does not tell us what those brachas actually are. So the first line of the Mishnah was, there are two brachas that come prior to Kriya Shema in the morning. Now, of course, we all know that those two brachas are Yotze Oir and Avo Rabba, but it doesn't say so clearly in the Mishnah. In fact, there's no remez whatsoever in the Mishnah to what those brachas actually are. And that's Gemara Shaila. My Mavorech, says Rashi, that last Rashi on the Omud, my Mavorech, Shtayim Lefoneho Deshachar. The two brachas before Kriya Shema that are said in the Mishnah, are said in the before Kriya Shema in Shacharis, as the Mishnah teaches us, my nihu, what are they? Mish doesn't tell us. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Shio, turning over the page, Yoitzer Oir Uvoire Choyshech, which is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeshaya Mem Hei, which I have in front of me over here. 45, which pasuk?
Yeshaya
Pasuk Zion. And it says, Yoitzer oir uvoire choshech. Then it says, Oise shalom uboire ra. Uboire ra, who creates evil. That's not the nusach, as we know, that we say in Shachris. We say, Yoitzer oir uvoire choshech. Oise shalom uvoire es hakol. But actually, the lashon of the pasuk is uboirei ra. Says the Gemara, leima. Why don't we say yoitzer oir uboirei noiga kedeksi? No, uboirei noiga. How do they translate in the art scroll Noiga? Noiga is actually officially one of the planets, but what do they say?
Twilight. Twilight.
Twilight. The answer is, the reason why we chose the words Yotzer Oir Uvoir Choshech, says the Gemara, Kedeksiv Ka'omrinam. We say it as it is written. What's written in the Pasuk? Yotzer Oir Uvoir Choshech. So we don't switch that to Boirei Noiga. We call that Boirei Choshech. Says the Gemara, Elomeato, if that's really true, that you want to be strictly loyal to what it says in the Pasuk, and you don't possibly want to change the text, then excuse me, Oise Shalom Uboirei Es HaKoil Mika Omrinon. Does it really say that? It doesn't say that. Rather, what does it say? So if you're telling me that we're very makbid not to say noiga, rather we want to say choshech because that's the absolute text of the pasuk and we want to remain loyal to it, but why all of a sudden have we switched from uvoirei ra to uvoirei es hakol? It doesn't say uvoirei es hakol. Elo ksiv ra. Rather, it is written ra v'korinon hakol. So why would we want to switch uvoirei ra to uvoirei es hakol? Because it's not so pleasant to say the word ra. So I'd much rather use the word uvoirei es hakol, says the Gemara, lishne ma'alya. It's a lishna ma'aliyah, it's a more dignified expression. Well, if you're therefore happy to switch the lashon of the pasuk into a more mechubad expression, and instead of saying uboirei es ra, you say uboirei es hakol, then why don't you do the same? We don't say choshech, it's not gishmak to talk about dark, so call it noiga, twilight. So therefore, lema noiga lishna ma'aliyah. You can't, on the one hand, insist that we want to keep loyal to the Lashon of the Pasuk because you clearly see that the next words are switched. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Uvoirei Ra, and yet we switch that to Uvoirei Es HaKoil. What's the reason? Why indeed do we switch it? We'd much rather say Es HaKoil than having to enunciate the word Ra. Ra is evil. We don't like to say that word. Well, for the same price, don't say the word choshech. We don't like to talk about dark things. If you remember, those who have learned psachim, what's the opening word of Masechtas Psachim? It says, oir la'arba osa. It doesn't say, lailo choshech of arba osa, you do bedikas chometz. Why not? Because if we can avoid saying the word choshech, we prefer. Choshech has very negative connotations, and we'd rather avoid using the word if we can. So therefore, that's the Maros Kasha, the Monoshef. If you're very strictly adhering to the text of the Pasuk, then you should have said Uvoirei Ra. And if you prefer to use a Lishna Me'alia, then you should have said Oisei Noiga. Oyeitzer Oir Uvoirei Noiga. That's the Gemara's Tasha. Before we see the Gemara's Teretz, let's have a look at Rashi. Top Rashi. Yoitzer oi rovoi rechoyshech, oyser shalom oborei ra, lekamei mefarish, iduch mahi. What does that mean, iduch mahi? What's the other bracha? The Mishnah quite clearly said that prior to Kriya Shema in the morning, there are two brachas. And the Gemara begins with the question, what are those two brachas? And gives us the answer at the moment only for one of them. Where does it say anything in the Gemara at this stage about Ahav or Rabba, which is the second one? Says Rashi, you'll see it's coming up much later. Now, don't suggest, says Rashi, that maybe the second bracha being referred to in the Mishnah is the bracha of Yishtabach. That's also a bracha, Baruch Hei Olamim. So maybe when we talk about the two brachas prior to Kriya Shema, maybe what's being referred to is Yishtabach, followed by Yoytzeroi. Says Rashi, no, that can't be. Why not? Dilu bracha de Yishtabach. Whereas the bracha of Yishtabach, says Rashi, that has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Eino min haminyan, that's not part of the count. Shehi la'achari p'sukah d'zimra. Because that bracha concludes p'sukah d'zimra. That's its role, to finish off p'sukah d'zimra. Its role is not to introduce Kriya Shema. K'moi birkas halal. Just like, for example, when we say halal, we say a bracha at the beginning, we say a bracha at the end. How do we begin halal? With a bracha. Shekit Shalom says of Tzivonu Likreyas HaHalel. And how do we finish it?
Halleluka.
Halleluka, the whole thing. Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mulal Tish B'chayis. We also finish off with a bracha. So Rashi says, you see that when you praise Hashem, as in halal, not only do you begin it with a bracha, you also end with a bracha. So too, Psukei D'Zimra. Psukei D'Zimra also has the bracha before and after. What's the bracha before? Baruch Shalom. So what's the concluding bracha? Yishtabach. In which case, says Rashi, it's got nothing to do with Krishna. Says Rashi, not only that, if it's got nothing to do with Kriya Shema, rather, it's the concluding bracha, Psukah d'Zimra. Says Rashi, v'oimrim oisa, you would be allowed to say this bracha, koidem zman Kriya Shema. Imir, so if you so desired. The beginning of the zman of Kriya Shema is a sugi we've already discussed, Mishayakir. And what happens if, for whatever reason, you wanted to say Psukah d'Zimra prior to the Zman of Kriya Shema? Well, I can't say Kriya Shema yet, obviously, it's not yet the Zman. Says Rashi, you'd be allowed to say Yishtabach. Why? The answer is based on what Rashi just pointed out. Because Yishtabach has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Yishtabach is a closing bracha of Psukah d'Zimra. You would not be allowed to say Yoytzer Oy Ruvoy Rechoyshech prior to the Zman of Kriya Shema. Why? Because it goes pass and parcel together with Kriya Shema. And if the Zman of Kriya Shema has not yet arrived, then neither has the Zman for the brachas of Kriya Shema arrived either. Masha'in kein Yishtabach is nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Yishtabach is a bracha that was instituted to say in concluding Psukah d'Zimra. Just like Halal has a bracha before and after, so does Psukah d'Zimra. Therefore, says Rashi, in which case the original question comes back. What was the original question? What are the two brachas before Kriya Shema? We're still on the lookout. We only have an answer to one of them with Gemara, and it says Yetzer Hara. So what's the second bracha? At this stage, we have no idea. But says Rashi, one thing I can tell you, it's definitely not Yishtabach. Because Yishtabach has no connection to Kriya Shema whatsoever. Rather, it is the conclusion of Psukah d'Zimra. says Rashi, k'dekseiv kamrinon, k'seiv b'kro yoytzer oy ruvayrei choyshech, oy seshalom ruvayrei ra. So because it says yoytzer oy ruvayrei choyshech, therefore the Gemara initially answered, I don't want to switch it to yoytzer oy ruvayrei noiga. I want to keep loyal to the lashon of the pasuk. However, as we've just seen, that presents all types of problems. Because if you're really determined to keep loyal to the pasuk, then why did you all of a sudden switch the lashon of the pasuk? At the end, it says ubayrei ra, and we don't say that. What do we say? Ubayrei es hakoil. Why is that preferable? Because it's a lishna mi'aliyah. It's a more preferable lashon. It's more positive. So for the same price, you should have switched choshech as well. It's also very negative, so switch it into the positive. Ubayrei noiga. Says the Gemara, Elo Omar Rava. So rather, Rava says, I'm going to suggest something different. Kedei lahazkir midas yoim balaylo, umidas laylo bayoim. So at the moment it's a bit vague, the Gemara is going to explain. We have an inyan to mention the middah of yoim, nighttime, and the middah of nighttime during the day. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara explains. Bishloima midas laylo bayoim. Kada amrina. Yoitzer oir. So you see quite clearly that even during the Yom, you talk about Midas Laila, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with regard to the Laila, he is Vayrei Choshech. When do you make mention of the Vayrei Choshech? Actually, at a time when it's not Choshech at all. It's broad daylight. So for some reason, we have an inyan to refer to Laila, even whilst it's day, and that's what we do. The question is, what about the other way around? Where do we make reference nighttime to day? I understand where you make reference to night during the day, because every day, broad daylight, you say Yetzer Vayir Choshech. But where do you make mention of the Yoim, nighttime? That's the Moral Shaila. Bishlem Midas Laila Bayoim. I understand and I know what you mean when you have to refer to the Laila during the day. So you're talking about Choshech, and it is in fact not Choshech at all, it's daytime. However, what about the other way around? Elo midas yoim balaylo heichi mishkachas lo. Where do we make mention, nighttime, anything about the day? The brach of Yetzer Oy Revoy Rechoshech is not mentioned at night. Elo midas yoim balaylo echi mishkachas lo omer abaya, yes we do. Goylel oir mipnei choshech v'choshech mipnei oir. Where do we say that? In the very first. Etc. etc. Maybe loyla, and we say goylel oir mipnei choshech. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, rolls away the day, nighttime, and rolls away the night, daytime. So again, if you want to know, essentially, I'm happy to switch the lashon of the pasuk into a more positive term, but for some reason, there's an inyan to mention choshech during the day and to mention yoim during the night. Fine. We still do not have an answer to the question Rashi pointed out, which is, what is the second bracha? We now know what the first bracha is. We know why that's the bracha. The bracha is yoytzer oy ruvayrei choshech. But what's the second bracha? Says the Gemara, Ve'idach mayhi? Question mark. The other bracha, what is it? You've only explained one out of two. We don't know what the second one is. Says the Gemara, Omer Yudah, Mashmuel, Ahavo Rabo. It's the brach of Ahavo Rabo. V'chein, Oiri Le Rebelozer, Rebedos, Berei, Rebelozer taught Rebedos his son, Ahavo Rabo. Now, it's very, very interesting. There are different nuschois. Us, as Bnei Ashkenaz, how do we begin the bracha with the words Ahava Rabo? How does Nusach Sfar begin it? Avas Oilon. Those two texts come from our Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hochi, Ein Oimrim Avas Oilon, Elo Ava Rabo. So this opinion clearly says, yes, you do not say Avas Oilom, like Nusach Sfarad. Rather, you say Ava Rabo, like Nusach Ashkenaz. The Rabbonon, however, disagree. The Rabbonon Omri, no, you must say Avas Oilom. Why? Based on a posuk. V'chein hu oimer, v'avas oilom ahavticho alkei meshachtich chesed. So if you want to follow the Lashon of the Psukim, then it's correct to say Avas Oilom. Now, this is a very famous principle, a very important principle. If somebody buys his friend a gift, how will you see the extent of the love that Reuven has for Shimon? Reuven buys Shimon a gift. And the answer is, the more he loves him, the more precious the gift is. If he's merely an acquaintance, but not a very close friend, then he'll buy him something cheap. But if they are a very, very close friend, then he will not suffice with a cheap gift, he'll give him a very expensive gift. So the more precious the gift, the more the love is manifest. There is nothing more precious, obviously, than a Torah. More precious to me is the Torah, more than 1,000 gold and silver pieces, is what David HaMelech said. Even though he's extremely wealthy, had storehouses of gold and silver, he said, nonetheless, Torah is more chaviv, is more precious. So let's make a simple cheshbon. If the degree of love that the giver has to the receiver is based on how precious the gift is, then we understand very well. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the most precious gift of them all to Klal Yisrael, i.e. he gave them the Torah, then that itself is the greatest proof of the tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards Klal Yisrael. If he was willing to give them a present, a gift that precious as the Torah, then you clearly see the Ahava manifest itself. And that's why in this bracha, which is all about Torah, Asalam Dei Mechuki Chaim, Kein Tchoneinu, Salam Adeinu, Av Rabba, we say, Vino Verachmo, Mesem Blibeinu, Lohovinu, Lahaski, Lishmoya, Lilmoy, Delalameid, Lishmoy, Velasus, Rakaim, Eskol, Talmud Seir, Secho. So the whole bracha is about davening for Torah. So therefore, that's why the bracha begins with the words Ahavo Rabo, or at least according to Rabbonon, Ahavas Oilom. Because the greater the miracle, the greater the gift, the greater the love. So if I want to see where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael most manifest, the answer is in the fact that he gave us the Torah. And that's why in the bracha that discusses the Torah, we must begin with a reference to the Ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards us, whether it is Ava Rabo, whether it is Avas Oilom or Ava Rabo. Fine. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. Be'ezat Hashem Yisborach. We'll resume tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a good day, everybody. Be well. Kol tov.
Amen.